Welcome to the Virginia is for Laughers podcast, brought to you by X2 Comedy. If you're looking to get more out of your Shenandoah Valley experience, then this is the podcast for you. You'll meet interesting people, musicians, and comedians that perform here and find out more about what you can do and see. Whether you live here or plan to visit, listen to explore what makes our unique slice of heaven. Now here's your host, Don Davis Womack.
Hello, laughers. We're thrilled to welcome Lou Botkin, the owner and multifaceted practitioner at Escape Spa. Established in 2010, this spa offers the most diverse massage modalities in the Shenandoah Valley, including massage and bodywork, energy healing, yoga therapy, acupuncture treatments, sound healing, aesthetics, hairstyling and care, nail care, sauna, and detox treatments, plus much more. With over 30 different massage options available to you, you're sure to find complete relaxation and a unique experience with their talented service providers. As a licensed massage therapist herself, Lou loves all styles and modalities of massage therapy. Her two favorites include prenatal massage and rain bath therapy. Don't know what that is? Tune in. Graduating from Cedarstone School of Massage in Harrisonburg, Virginia, Lou's dedication to helping others find balance and rejuvenation shines through her diverse skill set. She's trained and certified in other therapies and spa treatments, such as threading, lymphatic drainage massage, body treatments, reflexology, Reiki, and more. Beyond her professional endeavors, Lou finds joy in cultivating memories with her family on their Augusta County farm, embodying the principles of holistic living in her daily life. Welcome to the show, Lou. It's great to have you on today.
Hey, Dom. Thank you for having me. Thanks for stopping by the spa.
Yeah, this is a beautiful spa. I know it so well. I've been coming for a little bit. And in January, we had a series on health and fitness, success mindset, and nutrition. But this month, because of Valentine's Day, we're bringing on different guests that deal with matters of the heart that help us take care of ourselves and our relationships, which is why I'm excited you are here. Self-care is so important. That's what you do. I know that because, like I said, I've been here for a little while. I think we were figuring out. You're laughing. It's been a minute. What, 4 years?
In and out.
She does, laughers. She'll get. We do some deep tissue massage, and you know, as a trauma survivor, sometimes it can get a little tough in there. And she'll say, "That was 1978." And you've been very helpful to me in my own recovery. And there are lots of other modalities and services here of a wide variety. So I'm really excited to get into it so that the laughers can learn about how beneficial what you have to offer is to them and learn a lot because there's a lot to know. So my first question before we get into all that is, I'm wondering what inspired you to establish Escape Spa, and how has your journey been since it started in 2010?
I actually purchased it. This is our sixth year, so it was established in 2010, and I purchased it 6 years ago. So I was a massage therapist at the time at another local spa, and a friend of mine said, "Hey, the spa's coming open to purchase," and I was like, "Yeah, right. I'm gonna open a spa. Are you crazy?" So I thought, well, I'll just stop in and check it out. And I did. There was something about it. I'm one of these people that I don't push plans. If it's going to happen, it's going to happen. If it doesn't, it doesn't. I mean, that doesn't mean I don't work for it. But I walked in and I just fell in love with the place. And I knew I could. I'm one of these people that foresees a vision of what I wanted. And that's why I took the leap and purchased it 6 years ago.
What made you get into massage therapy in the first place?
That's a long
is it really
story. Not really, but a friend of mine and I worked at an office in local office, and we were burned out. You know how being in the office is. Mm-hmm. It's kind of just sitting around doing your thing day in and day out. And she said, "You know, I think we should go to the local school and become massage therapists." And I was like, "What?" Mind you, I've never had a massage at the time in my life. I didn't know anything about massage therapy. So I said, "Oh, sure." And she was like, "We should become massage therapists and open our own spa. And I think it'd be a good thing." So I said, "Okay, let's do it." So we signed up. And at the time, her husband talked her out of it. But I continued with it and I really enjoyed it once I got into it. Like I said, I never had a massage before, but once I found out it's not just about touch therapy, there's so much more to it. You know, reaching out and meeting people and connecting with people and diversifying as far as all the modalities that we offer. So I just, over time, I fell in love with it.
What industry were you in before you moved into massage therapy?
Like I said, I was I worked in an office, and then while my kids were in school, I did substitute teaching.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Are you from the Valley?
No, Arizona.
What brought you from Arizona all the way over here? Your husband?
My husband. Yeah, he was related to everybody here, so he had to marry somebody out of state.
And how did he find you?
I was working at my aunt and uncle's lumberyard, which is in Dayton, Virginia.
Okay.
So he worked there and I worked there and I did everybody there. And then I finally got to my husband.
It was your last resort.
I was like, I guess I'll go out with him. I need a date.
And now how many years married?
Let's see, 27, I believe.
Oh, that's lovely. Today is going to, the day this is released is going to be Valentine's Day. So how about that?
I'll be working, but yeah, we'll do something later.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah. Do you do couples massage? I think you do, right?
We do here at the spa. Yeah. Yeah. We do couples massage. Those are always interesting. So I do enjoy those too.
What do you mean they're interesting?
You usually, my husband's name is Dean, so I made an appointment for Dean and I for a couples massage.
Okay.
And I was so mad. This happens pretty often, but the woman will sit there and enjoy it and, you know, feel relaxed and whatever. And the husband, about 5 minutes in, you'll hear like,
he's sleeping.
They're gone. So.
And he's a snorer.
Yeah, he's gone. Yep. So I was kind of mad that he slept through the whole thing. But. But this, other than that, super romantic.
Speaking of massage, you offer 30 different modalities here at Escape Spa. How would a laugher figure out which one is right for them?
Like I said, there's over 30 to choose from. So I try to offer a variety. That was, you know, massage being my main focus for myself. I try to offer, you know, as many choices as they can. So you're welcome to look online and check it out or give us a call and, you know, tell us what your focus is on, if it's relaxation or deep work, like for yourself. So it's up to the person, really.
Okay. What if they come to you and they say, I don't know, where should I start? Was there a general massage that you use or modality use just to introduce them to?
So if they're, you know, not used to massage or never had a massage, probably the signature massage, which is like a Swedish gentle massage. Hot stones is always nice. That's pretty gentle. So
yeah, I like those.
That is a nice one. Yeah.
I like that when you spring that on
I
me.
Know. Sometimes I'm nice. I'll throw that on you.
Yes. We're doing deep work over here. You also, as a practitioner, do this rain bath therapy. I don't think you've done that with me. I don't even know what it is. Can you explain what that is and its potential benefits for those of us unfamiliar with it?
So you were talking about people that wanted something more relaxation or healing or, you know, not, a little more gentle. That would, a rain bath is another good choice. So that one is, that one incorporates hot stones as well. And then specific essential oils that are placed along the spine and they're, you know, absorbed into the body along the spine. And then you rest in with the stones and the oils for about 10, 15 minutes after I apply it. And then it's interesting because I feel very relaxed during this massage or during this treatment. And then I watch the client and it's funny to watch them breathing. You can see their chest going up and down and then it'll start slowing down, just gradually slowing down to a point where it's almost ceased the breathing because it's just that they're that relaxed. So I know when that happens that the treatment's about over because they finally reach that point of release of calmness.
Relaxing all their muscles and being completely present.
So I do like that one.
Is that about an hour?
Or? Yeah, that's about an hour service.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So if you ever want to try it.
Yeah, I'm going to try that one. I want to try that one. And then the other favorite of yours is the prenatal massage. What considerations do people, women, need to know about if that's what they sign up for, prenatal massage? In other words, how is it different and what that should one, they know?
That one, there is some debate about some massage therapists. I've consulted other massage therapists about when it's okay to give a woman that's pregnant a massage. So some people are okay with first trimester. I personally am not because I suffered a miscarriage. So I'm more on the cautious side. So I prefer to do second and third trimester women who are pregnant. Other than that, it's some specific positioning and pressure points that you want to avoid. But other than that, it's, again, a gentle massage. Deep tissue isn't really recommended for women that are pregnant.
Mm. Thank you for sharing that, by the way. Yeah, mm-hmm. That's very personal.
That's just, well, that's just my own cautionary way I choose to do prenatals.
Right. And then they're on their back the entire time.
For prenatal, they're sidelined. So they're laying on their side because we don't want to squash the baby.
No, we do not want to do that.
We're trying to limit squashing the child.
Yes, let's eliminate that completely. I'm for this. And then you have also the Reiki that's in your practice. I know that there might be more than one laugher not familiar with what that is. Mm-hmm. It's an energy healing practice, correct?
Mm-hmm, that's right.
Okay. How does this energy healing complement the traditional massage therapy? And I guess I want to back up a little bit. Somebody never did Reiki before. This is an energy healing. What would that experience be like? What would they expect to have happen?
That one is more, again, relaxation. A lot of people prefer this one because they can keep their clothes on. They can just lay on top of the sheets or the blankets or whatever, or they can be under it, whatever's comfortable with them. So it is recommended for, you know, people that are a little more leery of getting a massage. They've never had a massage before, PTSD patients or clients, because we're not, you know, touching the actual body. So, yes, it is like an energy healing. So you can touch the body or you can have your hands above the body, whichever the client prefers. So it's basically in my head, what I do is I'm passing on positive energy from myself to you, to the client. So it's just an exchange of energy, like a healing. I'm passing on healing energy through the Reiki.
Do you feel that drains you at all? Or
it's interesting. At times, that does happen. That's funny. So that does happen, an exchange of energy, and it's not always a good thing. So you do have clients that have past traumas or something that you could possibly absorb. So it is important, as a practitioner, as a massage therapist, any of these practices, to ground yourself and kind of protect yourself from that exchange. Normally, not so much during Reiki, more so massage, because I feel like I'm passing the positive energy. So it's not, I'm just passing it constantly. So it's really difficult to receive negative energy during that treatment. So, but you still have to, you know, kind of be leery of that.
Have you experienced people that just don't believe that is a thing?
It does happen. So, okay. Yeah, people are like, oh, I don't want anything weird. I don't want this or that. I guarantee you it's nothing bad. It's nothing weird. It's nothing evil. It's, you know, not against the church or anything. It's just positive energy. At its basics, it's positive energy.
Yeah. What are the benefits for someone who's willing to give that a try? And they say, I'm going to try this Reiki. Have you had and seen any positive experiences from clients that have done that with you? What are some experiences you have witnessed?
It's interesting because sometimes I can tell if the client's receptive to speaking about their experience afterwards. You know, I try to ask them, you know, how do you feel? You know, did you experience anything? And it's interesting, the ones that are okay with speaking to me afterwards usually see colors, like, balls of color or spirals of color, like peaceful things, or some people even like kind of project like a dream state, like they're in a dream state and they're walking through a field or something pleasant. It's always a pleasant experience from what I've been told.
Okay. Have you done it for yourself?
You can do, that's funny, isn't that? You can do Reiki to yourself. And it's something I've spoken to other Reiki practitioners. I'm like, you know, they've been worn out or had a bad day. And I'm like, why don't you do Reiki to yourself? And they're like, I forgot about that. So you can do it to yourself. But those that are in the healing practice we're not always the best clients to ourselves. So we kind of forget to take care of ourselves, but you can do it to yourself.
Do you go see other people that do Reiki?
I do. Yeah, I do have a few friends that do it. So that's nice to trade with, too.
And that's been a positive experience for you.
It's always, yeah. And I feel like, well, you know, any occupation, if you're hanging out with, you know, people that do what you do, you kind of get a mental boost because they're, you know, they know what you're doing and you know what they're doing. It's kind of reciprocal.
And they've been with people who thought, that's crazy. Yeah. Too, right.
Yeah. So you never push it on people. You know, it's totally up to them, but it is a nice choice.
If
they're open to it.
Yeah. And if not, you have many other services available.
Or we can go deep tissue all day.
Yes. Yes. That's what I do, laughers. You know, we're working on trauma healing. So. And it's work.
Not always fun, but it works.
It does work. And I do feel for those people who have experienced PTSD, they might do the Reiki first or some other softer massage therapy or something else that you offer. But when they do get open to trying that, there is healing that can happen in your body.
I think it's really important. I've taken a lot of trauma-informed classes, and that's an important part of the practice too. So to know when to not push people, and you know, to know which ones are receptive to getting the work done.
Yes, I've mentioned this book before, and so if you have a lot of us, I mean, we've all been through the pandemic, so we've had some trauma, but The Body Keeps Score is a great book.
That's probably one of my top 10 books for this practice. Yeah.
And explains why it stores trauma and different modalities that you can use. There's a lot of great stories in there.
It is. Yeah. It's a really, even if you're not in the healing practice, if you're not a massage therapist, you don't have to be. Just read it for yourself. And it's really amazing, the science behind what your body can go through, what your mind can go through, and what gets trapped in your body that you can be totally unaware of.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and it helps explain, and it does this in the book, about why you can go to the doctor, a medical doctor, traditional medicine doctor, and with these pains and aches, and they can't find anything wrong with you.
Mm-hmm.
But you're still feeling the pains and the aches. You still feel
it. Yeah. It's still there.
And so the book goes through why that is.
I told you, Don, about the, you know, we were talking about the body keeps score, and you know, I like to work on the hips and some work.
Yes.
So one of these days I'm going to write the butt remembers. So.
It does.
Yeah, the hips are, they store a lot.
Let's talk about that a little bit. Remember, this is PG-13. Yeah.
Okay. Well, there goes my talk.
I love it. But seriously, we do store a lot in our hip. I think this is a great, good point in the interview, just to do a little overall about what parts of our bodies store what. So let's start with the hips. What kind of emotions and...
I feel like for especially women, I would say majority of my clients are women, but especially for women, hips are a delicate area. It's usually, most women do have hip issues. You know, our pelvises are anatomically different than men, so we have that to contend with. And then once you do have children, they're going to change. So as far as trauma is also stored in the hips. So a lot of women have hip issues, and releasing that through massage therapy can be, you know, cathartic, I think.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, as you know, it can be physically and emotionally a little bit painful, too.
And then what emotions would we be holding in our upper body and in our feet and our hands, our limbs.
I feel like, well, there's science behind that too, as far as like the shoulders and the neck, what holds what. You've heard that saying, the weight of the world on your shoulders.
Yes.
So that's, you know, people that have shoulder pain, they're taking on too much. They're holding it in their shoulders. You know, it's just, they're just overwhelmed. And then the pain starts and you're carrying too much. So it will, you know, transpire into pain in your shoulders.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
And in our feet.
Well, feet are in it. I love the feet too, because of, we do practice foot reflexology here. So again, if you don't want a full body experience, full body massage, you could always try foot reflexology, which can release the entire body and the organs, just having your feet worked on. So the entire anatomical body is mapped out through the feet, according to Chinese medicine.
Yeah, and I think you were telling me during one of our sessions about the back holds the past.
Yeah, that's right? I can't remember where I read that, but yeah, the front of your body, your face, and the front of your body is, you know, the present, the now, and the back of your body is your past. So again, 9 out of 10 times people come in with back problems, with hip problems, you know, so that all that is the back of the body that they're not, that they're in pain, the back, you know, usually people, oh, my back hurts, my shoulder hurts. Again, it's the past that they possibly haven't dealt with.
Mm-hmm. Resolving those traumas.
Yep, they're in there.
They sure are, laughers. They're coming out, though.
Yeah. But I do try to, I mean, Don knows, I try to keep it as light as possible. There's people that come in, they want to talk the entire 60 minutes, and there's people that just want to lay there, and I, you know, I'm fine with either one. So
I will testify to that. You have a real good sense of when to interact and when to just be there for us.
You know, you always hear about the massage service, and like, oh my gosh, they wouldn't be quiet the whole time. And like, you know, if they want to talk, they'll, you know, we're happy to talk with them.
Yeah.
So, of course, everything's private in the room, so.
Yes, and it's very zen in there.
It is. I try to, a friend of mine, she's a yoga instructor, and she calls my room the heart cave.
The heart cave.
Isn't that kind of cute?
Oh, I would love for you to explain to the laughers just some of the items that can be found in your room. Just give a little visual for them.
I've had so many people that say, I'm going to come by and not book a massage, just hang out in your room. So I was like, okay, just come on by. So I try to, I love natural history. So like the Smithsonian, the Museum of Natural History. So I try to make my room like a little natural history place. So I do have a lot of stones and gemstones and rocks and feathers and salt lamps, that kind of thing going on. So
yeah, and a little fire element.
Yeah.
A little water element.
A little water. I read somewhere you're supposed to have something, you know, alive in your room, so, or, you know, in your office space. So
yeah,
that's a good practice for anybody, really, like office space, like plants, or like here at the office we have a fish and birds in the front. So.
That's right. We have two birds up front. What are their names?
Cracker and Jack. I didn't name them, a clan named them. So.
And they're little parrots, right?
They're like, what's the little blue and green guys? Parakeets?
There it is.
There we go.
Okay, yeah. Not the parrot. Yeah, they would be much bigger if they were parrots.
I really want a spa cat, but.
A what?
A spa cat. Like a cat running around.
Oh, a spa cat. I got it.
Yeah, but somebody that works here is allergic to cats, so.
Ah.
I don't know if I should get rid of her or and get my cat. No, I'm just kidding.
That's going to be hilarious when she listens to this episode. Because I have a quiet.
Your notice is in the mail.
There's a talk at the water cooler. I love it. Your spa has a holistic approach to your wellness, like your heart cave, encompassing various treatments beyond massage. Can you tell us more about some of the additional services available to the laughers and how that can contribute to their overall well-being?
So, I do try to encompass as many therapies as we can here. So like you said, we knew off our acupuncture here, which was like a huge bonus I thought to offer clients. So, and then the sauna you talked about and just different modalities that I had a lady book recently, and she purchased maybe 5 or 6 different she wanted like massage and a facial and nails and acupuncture. She was getting the whole like a whole day thing. So I was like, man, I'm kind of jealous of this. But she left a nice note when she booked, and she said, I'm really looking forward to head to toe healing. And I was like, oh, that's nice. That's really nice. So, yeah.
So she selected services that went from head to toe.
It was literally, she pretty much got everything. So, which is nice. So.
And how does that contribute to the overall well-being when we move into these alternative services of self-care that you provide? How does it make us feel better overall, like holistically?
I feel like a lot of people are walking around just going through life and they're completely unaware of their bodies. They're they're going through their day, and just not aware. It's called spatial space, where your body is in space. So, you know, you're just going through life. You're not aware of where you are, what you're doing. It's just like you're in automatic mode. And I'm guilty of that too. So when you practice these kind of self-care things or massage or whatever you choose to do, you're just trying to bring awareness to your body, to your mind, to just take a moment for yourself.
That's a good word, because I think one of the biggest things that I've learned over the last few years on my own mental health journey is how much of our life we operate out of our mind.
Mm-hmm.
And to your point, not as much out of our body, a lot of us. So,
and there's some research done too about post-COVID touch deprivation. So,
I'll talk about that.
Yeah. Do you remember, you know, during COVID, nobody wanted to touch you.
Yeah.
The 6-foot thing. Nobody was shaking hands. So we kind of kept that mentality since COVID is, you know, past. We're over the worst of it, hopefully. But we've kept that touch deprivation. So
that's a protection mechanism. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, I mean, I've had clients in the past. I remember, I don't know why she stuck with me, but I had a client several years ago, and she had a massage, and she didn't really say anything during the massage, which is fine. Like I said, you know, if she just wants to lay there and enjoy. But once it was over, I always ask my clients, how are you feeling once it's over and they're dressed and so forth? And she said, I didn't realize, but I hadn't been touched in over a year.
Wow.
Yeah, she hadn't been physically touched in over a year. So she was, you know, single, no children, no really pets or anything. She just lived by herself. So I was like, wow. It was like, I don't know, it just struck me that you can go through life and not be physically touched that long.
Yeah. We were made for humans.
That was way before COVID. So.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're humans are made for connection.
Definitely.
And that's why one of the biggest reasons COVID was so hard is it was disconnecting us.
It was not good times.
Not good times. I understand safety precautions. I mean,
it was necessary, but right. It's sad that we kind of kept that mentality.
Yes. Yes. We went at the expense of keeping people alive. Grief and gratitude. We lost something.
Yeah, we lost a few things.
Yeah. And, you know, we can work to get that back, though.
I think so.
Healing is possible, most definitely. And you're doing a really good job of it, because your spa has received recognition as the best in the Shenandoah Valley for several years running. I know. Look at
That's
you.
That's right.
Listen to her. That's right. Just won again last year, laughers.
That's right. My husband always says, he was like, why go to the wrist when you can go to the best?
What was that?
Why to go to the rest when you can go to the best?
Oh, why go to the rest when you can go to the best?
It's not really, I mean, I don't claim to be the best, but it is nice to be recognized.
Yeah. What do you believe sets Escape Spa apart and contributes to that success?
I think, like meeting you, Dawn, I like cultivating friendships with my clients. It doesn't always happen, but if it happens, it's awesome. So I think that's, you know, the one-on-one factor is what people enjoy from us anyways.
Yeah, I do. I like your funny memes.
laughter is the best medicine.
It is the best medicine.
So they say, yeah.
She sent me something recently. I wrote back and go, what is this? I love it. One of the things I love about coming here too is beyond our relationships. On the fun side, you always have a few treats around for us clients here. And today I brought you a treat. It's some absurdly flavorful gourmet popcorn from our sponsor, Preposterous. They set themselves apart, too, by being the Shenandoah Valley's only award-winning popcorn. Now, have you ever had this amazing popcorn?
I have not. So I'm trying it right now. I'm going to chew it right in the microphone. It's really good.
Isn't it amazing?
It is good.
Mm, I think you got the mix, the cheddar.
I'm trying the mix.
Mm, it is so amazing. They have so many sweet and salty flavors to choose from. Plus, their kernels are grown right here in the valley, Laffers, and their factory is 100% nut-free. This popcorn is a perfect gift for any occasion, birthdays, anniversaries, literally anything you can think of would pair well, if I might say, with a gift certificate from Escaped Paw. You know, it is Valentine's Day.
I'll even let you eat the popcorn during the massage.
Ooh, oh. Did you hear that, Laffers?
Why not?
That sounds good. And we're just giving out all kinds of bonuses because you get a discount too, 15% when you use promo code LAUGH15 when you visit preposterous.com. That's PreposterouS.com. And you can go and buy some delicious popcorn today. What do you think about that, Lou?
It's really good. I do like it.
It's so amazing. I'm like, it's all over me right now, by the way.
You're getting stuff all over the spot.
That's it. She's going to cancel me. But seriously, back to you, Lou. I understand you also offer corporate massage.
We do.
I had never really heard of that before. I mean, it makes sense. It's fascinating to me. How does this all work with doing this corporate massage? Do you, as a company, call you and say, hey, I want to do this for our employees, and then what happens?
Basically, yeah, it's best to call ahead, you know, to book the time and the therapist. But yeah, we go on site to different corporations or businesses and in the area and work on the employees there.
I think it would make sense. I wonder if you've done this at like a corporate retreat or people's conferences.
Yeah, that would be a good. Yeah, we have done that. I think my most favorite is favorite is the word.
We're going to make it today.
Most favorite.
I like to make up words. I put S's on words too all the time.
I don't know if you've heard of Shrinemont Resort. It's kind of, probably like an hour and a half from here, but they had a cool retreat for women. So we went and worked on all the, it was a yoga retreat and we worked on the women there. So that was a nice getaway. So we did that.
And what are the benefits of doing corporate massage for a group of employees?
I'm glad you asked, Dawn.
Well, you're welcome, Lou.
So I have some notes and it says improved work productivity, creativity, greater work performance, relief from fatigue and muscle tension, reduction of stress and anxiety, and increase in employee morale, which I feel that's true. So I feel like if the you know, your boss or your corporation took time out to give you a little break during the day, they value you as an employee.
I will say I've had a few different careers in my lifetime, and some of the notable times on retreats is when they've done, it's not been like a full massage or anything, but no. When they bring out the chair and do the neck massage.
Yeah, that's generally what we do.
Is that generally?
Yeah.
I've always enjoyed that.
Yeah, it is nice.
I do remember that.
Mm-hmm. It is a nice little mini break.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So thank you for doing that. And then you're also a yoga instructor. How do you integrate your yoga principles into your massage practice, if at all?
That was a good training. That was maybe a year or two ago I did that training. And that was more in-depth than I anticipated. So that was almost a year worth of training. So 200 hours of training for that one. So I didn't realize, you know, people think yoga, they think, you know, tight pants and, you know, crazy moves and But to me, it wasn't that at all. Or I mean, you can do that stuff if you really want to.
I can't, but yeah. I've tried.
If you want the crazy moves, go for it. But
I do try.
Yoga is basically not about that, in my opinion. So it was more of a meditative, you know, you do learn meditation and breathing exercises, you know, along the poses are, you know, a part of it, but not the entirety. So Ayurveda health is also a part of yoga, which is, you know, mental and health and well-being and what you eat. So meditation, yoga itself, and then the Ayurveda is a important part of yoga. So as far as incorporating it with massage, you know, all that goes hand in hand with massage. And as far as me, as far as body mechanics, while I'm doing massage, yoga really helps keep my body, you know, ready and able to service the clients.
You mentioned Ayurveda, and I'm not sure everybody knows what Ayurveda is.
That's, I just made that up. No.
I've heard it before. I think she's joking.
That's a form of Indian medicine. So it's basic, you know, like I said, mental health, physical health, you know, spiritual health. Mm-hmm. It's all encompassing with Ayurveda medicine. So I do practice that as well.
Okay. Yeah. And the yoga instruction, if I remember right, that was trauma-informed yoga.
Yeah, no? I did take that class too.
So. Okay, so mm-hmm. It's not, that whole thing wasn't trauma-informed yoga. It was a part of your whole training.
For my personal opinion, and I've spoken with, you know, fellow yoga instructors, and any yoga should be trauma-informed because you are, you know, asking people to put their bodies in positions. You're asking them to breathe. Sometimes breathing techniques themselves can be triggering to the client. So you need to be, not everybody's taking trauma-informed yoga, but every yoga practitioner should be aware that there are people that have trauma, you know, and, you know, be aware that that can happen.
Yeah. And then speaking of that, there is a form of yoga called restorative yoga. Mm-hmm. Which seems to be a gentler form of yoga, especially if you're not used to all those positions.
All the crazy moves.
Yes. Yeah. Because it's more a stretching.
Mm-hmm. So restorative yoga. And it's funny you said that because we're starting, I work in partnership with the Yoga Center in Harrisonburg.
Oh, okay.
So the end of this month, we're doing our first yo massage class, which is...
I'm sorry, what?
Yo massage.
Yo, you're getting a massage.
I wish. But
how is that spelled? I'm sorry, back up.
It's Y-O and then massage.
Okay, all right. Yeah. Please continue.
Nothing crazy.
Okay.
So that's basically a fusion of yoga and massage.
Ah.
So that's kind of cool, right?
Yeah.
So you're talking about restorative yoga. So it's restorative yoga. And then I go, or another massage therapist does therapeutic touch while they're in the restorative pose.
Really?
Yeah, that's kind of cool, right?
So you're collaborating with the Yoga Center to provide this.
Yeah, so that's probably the first to my knowledge, it's the first in Harrisonburg to offer that.
Oh, that's amazing. And it begins later at the end of February?
Yeah, we have it. I can look it up. But it's,
look that up.
It's a class the end of February.
At the Yoga Center where they have more room for it.
Yeah, so I can do one-on-one here, but I don't have a big studio.
Right, put a group of people.
Yeah, this is for a whole group of people. So,
and where is the Yoga Center?
It's right downtown.
In the Ice House?
The Ice House, yeah.
I thought so.
Okay, so cool. The class is February 25th at 4.
That's great.
So that's a Sunday. So we picked a Sunday. So I like doing yoga on Sunday because it kind of sets the tone for the week.
Yeah.
You know, kind of calm, relax. Sunday's like, for me, a day of self-care, a day of rest kind of thing.
Yes.
So it's a good day to take care of yourself.
I agree. We call our Sunday Sunday Fun Day.
Yeah.
And we try to chill out and relax.
It's important, I think.
Do fun things. And sometimes the fun things are going to do something. And sometimes the fun things doing nothing.
I want to do nothing.
Yeah, that's great. Oh, that'll be amazing. So laughers are listening and are interested. do they go to the yoga center site to sign up, or do they go to your site to sign up, or will it be available on both websites?
That one is through the yoga center itself. Okay. So yeah, their website, and then they have an app you can download and, you know, pick classes that you want to take, or particular, that one in particular.
Okay, laughers, we will make sure that in the show notes that we will provide that link. So if you're interested in taking it, you can be a part of the supporting this collaboration, but certainly will benefit you as well. That's amazing.
Yeah, something new. So
how did this all come to be?
Because I'm nuts.
Well, that's true, laughers. In a good way.
My daughter makes fun of me because my thing is continuing education. I love, love, love continuing education. So to keep my license, I have to have so many hours. But I generally go above and beyond that because, like I said,
nuts. You love to learn.
Yeah, I do love to learn. So this was on my own. I just wanted to learn this, the yoga massage class. So that was like 25 hours.
Did you already know somebody at the yoga center?
Yeah, I'm friends with the owner. So,
guys had a conversation. So, yeah, what if we did this?
Well, let's do it. No.
Whose idea was it? Theirs or yours? Or did
It was me.
Of course.
It's probably me. If it's something crazy or weird, it's probably me.
Yeah, but they're obviously up for it because they're going to do it.
I think it's going to be good.
It's going
to
be good, too.
My daughter always makes fun of all the classes I take. She's like, what are you trying to do, mother? Be a wizard? I was like, yes, I want to be a wizard.
I do have a nickname for her, but I haven't used it yet.
She's going to drop it. I knew she would.
And stay tuned, laughers. We'll let you know at the end of this interview.
I think you have me saved in your phone, is it?
I do. I do. As we wrap up here. That's not happening now, but I'll drop it then at that question.
Yeah.
Okay. You live on a farm and provide a unique perspective on wellness. How do you incorporate the elements of farm life or nature into the holistic experience at Escape Spa?
That's a loaded question. So,
I think so.
I feel like your home is definitely your sanctuary. So I do enjoy, we live on a farm, like you said, in Augusta County with sheep and cattle. And we just had two lambs born this morning, actually.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, for real?
Yeah, I posted it.
Oh, like, no, I'm going to have to check it out.
A black one and a white one. Yeah.
Oh, that's very exciting.
So they're pretty cool. So I do like making, I don't know if you've ever noticed, but like, I think I just made a salve at the farm. Like, I concoct these things at the farm and I bring salve? Like for muscle pain.
Oh yeah.
So I made that at the farm and then I bring it to the spa for people to try. So I do like making things at the farm and then incorporating them here at the spa. So we have bees, so I use the beeswax from our bees.
Oh my gosh, what sorts of creatures do we have on the farm? We've got two lambs now. We've had bees.
We have sheep and cattle, a doggy, dogs, cats, fish, chickens. I think that's it, maybe.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
I really want an emu, but my husband shut that down.
He said enough.
He's like, no, we don't need 100-pound bird. It's going to happen. No.
Is it a lot to take care of, or is there a system?
It's a lot. Yeah. It's a family run farm. So it's just us doing it, but we get it done, believe it or not.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do people buy things from the farm?
We've had people stop and, you know, we've sold beef to friends and family and so forth.
Okay.
Not commercially, but yeah, we have sold stuff.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Wow. The lambs. How many lambs besides the two new baby lambs?
I think there's like 30 running around.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
I'm glad I asked. I thought it was going to be like two or three.
No, 30. Somebody asked me that. One of my clients asked me today because I was showing her a picture of the lambs. She was like, oh, do you name them? I'm like, no, there's like way too many to name. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. That's
too many. Yeah.
So how do you know it happens?
I came home and I happened to find them. So yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Is a mother lamb very protective?
She is. You can tell the good moms versus the not so great moms.
For real?
Yeah. Like, she was trying to like headbutt me. So That's a good mom.
Yeah, you need to keep your distance from that one.
Yep.
And then other moms don't care?
Other moms are like, eh, whatever. No.
Badland moms. Oh my gosh. When you're back here, can you share a memorable spa experience where you felt particularly gratified by the impact of your work and what it had its impact on your clients' well-being?
There's so many stories. I do enjoy, like you said, helping people. So I think over time, you know, you hear so many positive feedback, you know, it's, I encourage people to find a massage therapist that fits them. And you know, people always find like-minded people. So I feel like my clients are pretty similar to me as far as personality and temperament and trauma I haven't dealt with, kind of thing.
I know, I give her a hard time about that too. Yeah.
Have you dealt with your trauma? Not today, Don. it's on my to-do list.
Yes.
It's lambing season, Don. I can't do trauma.
Apparently.
Right now. Yeah.
We'll
put that in the back burner.
Mm.
Yeah.
I keep her accountable, laughers.
Yeah, we try.
I know that it's been very impactful for me personally. So I want to thank you for that.
Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. It's been a bit of a journey.
Buy me a Coke. No.
I brought you popcorn.
Jinx.
No, but I can definitely tell a difference in my body personally. I'm wondering, as the practitioner, and you've worked with me for a while, if you can feel the difference.
Definitely, yeah. It's funny, interesting to see people transition.
Yeah.
You know, I feel like part of the healing process is becoming comfortable in your own body.
Yes.
And being aware of what's going on in your body. Because nobody can feel what you're feeling except for you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't know what's going on unless you tell me. I mean, I can feel knots and tension and so forth, but, you know, deep trauma, you have to kind of allow that person in.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yes, it is a shared experience it is. In that way.
It is.
Sometimes.
I am appreciative of people that, you know, allow me to do that.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah, you have to be a little bit brave.
Yeah.
Sometimes a lot of bit brave. Yeah. That is a good thing, I think. What advice would you offer to individuals seeking to prioritize their self-care and holistic wellness in their lives, especially in today's fast-paced world? We are busy, busy, busy.
Well, we were talking about this earlier. I feel like, I mean, there's so much research done, but America, for some reason, as a country, perpetuates this feeling of busyness. Mm-hmm. Like, we want to be busy. We admire people that are busy. You know, I was reading an article on the Harvard Business Review, and it said busy is the new status symbol. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of sad. You know, back in the 50s, 60s, leisure was a status symbol. Mm-hmm. People were on vacations. People took their family places. Now it's like, oh, I don't have time for vacation. I got to work.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to, in my opinion, we need to steer away from the busyness of life. You know, take some time for yourself. So they called it time poverty. You know,
people, wow.
I know, isn't that crazy?
That's a good, yeah.
Yeah, it's like we don't have time for anything important or what should be important besides work.
Mm-hmm.
To make time for yourself. So, like I said, another lady quoted, when you say you're busy, what you really mean is that your brain is busy. It's not necessarily you're busy. It's mm-hmm. just your brain is going. I thought it was interesting, too, because they said, you know, years ago or maybe even more recent, people asked, how are you doing? Oh, busy. You don't say I'm fine. I'm good. I'm this or that. The answer 9 out of 10 times is, oh, I'm busy. It's not even like, how are you doing physically? I don't want to know what you've been up to. How are you doing? And people always answer busy.
Yeah, that is, it is more common, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, I think
kinda,
about it.
That's kind of sad.
Yeah. We need to slow down.
We do. Yeah. If you can make time to slow down. And then I read too, I'm kind of one of these people that collects quotes.
Okay.
So, again, the same article, it says busyness has become a status symbol. People also consider those who exert high effort to be morally admirable, regardless of their output. So, to me, that means just because you're busy doesn't mean you're productive. I feel like if you can steer away from the busyness and more toward achievement, you know, what am I achieving in my time? And it could be this particular project or whatever I'm trying to do could take a month. It could take several months. It could take years, but I don't need to be busy to make that achievement.
I agree with that. One of the points that my therapist, my main therapist, I affectionately call Boss Babe, as you know.
Don't drop my nickname.
Oh, it's what I told the lovers I would. We'll get to that. Now, Boss Babe would say early on to focus more on being rather than doing.
Yeah, exactly.
What are your thoughts about that?
Who are you versus what are you doing? Who are you at your core? You know, that's, to me, that's important.
Yes. And as someone who's, if you're a laugher that feels like your mind won't ever shut off, that was my mind too. Was that, they call it, some people call it monkey brain.
Constantly going.
And it's constant, it won't shut off.
What is it that saying 80 or 90% of the things you worry about never happen?
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And we have thousands of thoughts per day, and a lot of them aren't true.
No.
And so it's almost like your mind gets on a hamster wheel.
It just keeps spinning.
Just keeps spinning, and you don't think you can turn it off.
Yeah.
And the good news is you really can when you start getting intentional about slowing down, getting into your body, getting self-care services like a massage, reconnecting your mind to your body, then you can get your mind off of the hamster wheel because they're starting to be more than do.
And I feel like, too, I was thinking about this, too, as far as self-care, it's basically on you. I mean, even if you have a spouse or a partner or so forth, how many times are they like, hey, I booked you a massage. You're going here. And they're probably, unless it's a holiday, it's probably not going to happen. So you have to, you're in charge of your self-care because nobody's going to make that for you. So,
yeah. And you want to make it a priority.
I would make it a priority. Yeah.
Yeah. You want to schedule it, like you schedule your teeth cleaning or your doctor's appointment, or when you go to work, your shift at work, you've got that time scheduled, you have a date night scheduled, you have exercise. They say that about exercise too. If you want to make sure that you get it done, you put it on your calendar.
Yeah.
Whatever calendar you use, digital, written, most people are using digital, but it doesn't matter as long as you put it on the calendar that you use. And set that time aside for yourself.
I find that too. Yeah. If I don't mark it down, it's probably not going to get done.
Yeah.
You know, you can have great intentions, but you need to make it happen.
Yes. Speaking of which, this is another question just came to my mind before we start closing up here. And that is, what would you recommend for a frequency for massage therapy, for example? I mean, I now go once a month, but what is like, or do you start going more and then end up going less? What are your thoughts and advice?
I say
about
twice
that?
A day at least. No,
I was like, wait a minute. You see what I put up with, laughers?
I just want to see you more now. No, but generally we tell people once a month is nice, 4 to 6 weeks. So whatever they're comfortable with or can afford or whatever they're. But as far as maintenance, probably 4 weeks. So I tell people too, you know, my clients are, you know, people schedule oil changes for their cars and don't even think about it. And that's maintenance. So you still need maintenance on your body. So whether that's massage or something else, you do need to take care of your body. So schedule that maintenance, whatever you choose to do.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, as we wrap up here, how best can the laughers stay updated with you? And laughers, here it is. How best do they stay updated? This is my nickname for her.
No!
Madam Lou.
Oh, gosh. I knew it was coming.
So, laughers, how can they, or Madam Lou, how can the laughers best stay updated with you on social media or otherwise?
Now you're going to get a nickname after this.
Because she's tough on me. That's why.
We're only mean to those we love. You can keep up with us always at our website, escapespa.com. And then we're on Facebook as well, Escape Spa. And Instagram is a good... I try to do our specials on Instagram and Facebook. So those are... And then it's Escape Spa on Instagram as well.
Okay. I'm going to crack up if a laugher calls and says, can I get an appointment with Madam Lou?
I'm going to say I'm busy. She doesn't work here. No.
Okay, well, Lou Bakken, if you want an appointment, I guess. We'll see how that goes. I'm excited to find that out.
Gosh. Please edit that out. No.
We'll see. Yeah. You're going to be nice to me?
Am I ever?
Oh, this has been so much fun. Thank you so much, Lou. This has been super fun chatting with you about all things self-care and Escape Spa. Thank you so much for sharing your expertise today and for coming on the show.
Thank you, Don. I appreciate it. And for my goodies.
Yes, you bet. And laughers, to learn more about what Escape Spa can do for you, get a gift certificate for someone special in your life, or inquire about corporate massage services, be sure to visit their website at escapespa.com today. That's Escape Spa, ESCAPESSPA.com. Also, don't forget that discount on Pre-Popsterous using promo code LAUGH15 at prepopsterous.com. That way you can munch on it when you join me on next week's episode. And lastly, and most importantly, thanks for tuning in, laughers. Out of all the podcasts out there, you picked us, and we think that's pretty darn special, just like you. Until next time, keep smiling. Bye.
Thanks for tuning in to this episode of Virginia is for Laughers podcast, brought to you by X2 Comedy. We'll be dropping a new podcast every Wednesday, so check back for another uplifting episode. Come to an X2 Comedy show or let us bring one to you. To find out more, head to x2comedy.com. Be sure to share this podcast with a friend, and until next time, cheers.